Illustrations, Valentines. In our lead photo spread and throughout this issue, the Braille Monitor this month commemorates Valentine's Day by recognizing some special Valentines, old and young. Bob and Jenny Mahoney have been married 70 years. Bob is 90 and Jenny is 92. Bob remembers that, when I first put my hand on her knee, I said, "That's for me." They have 10 children. Bob was elected as a Wayne County Commissioner and served for 3 years. He was then the first blind man elected to the Michigan General Assembly, serving from 1955 to 1968. He was responsible for getting a bill passed to include blind vendors in the state's pension and medical plans. To say Jenny was busy would be an understatement. She took on the duties of a legislator's wife, raised their 10 children, and started a mail-order business, the Michigan Notary Service. She recalls having a phone installed next to the bathroom and taking orders by pulling the phone cord through the doorway, closing the door, and making notes by placing her slate and stylus on the back of the toilet. "It was the only place I could have the privacy I needed to work," she said. The inelegant office did not stifle the business. In 1 year, it recorded sales topping $500,000. "To remain competitive, we had to mail 5,000 letters a month, or 60,000 pieces a year, and when the Federation needed help with the Braille bill, we just put our mailing apparatus to work on the challenge," says Jenny. The couple kept the business for 25 years, and when they retired, they sold it to one of their daughters, who continues to run it. Two photos appear at this point. Photo 1, the caption, "Bob and Jenny Mahoney." Photo 2, the caption, "Jessica and Jason Ewell." Dr. Jessica Bachicha and Jason Ewell have both grown to adulthood in the Federation. They were both NFB scholarship winners, and they both now work at the National Center for the Blind in Baltimore. They were married on October 1, 2011. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "Stella son and Federationist Josh Crunkleton." On Christmas Eve, Josh Crunkleton, who is a master's student in the Louisiana Tech O&M program, proposed to Stella's son. Happily, she said yes.